And last time we spoke about the matzah being lechem oni in it and so on. Hoydesh lefarish lefi pshutay ke'agula lahoytes imiritzayim hayabachaysik. The second inyan is that the geula was bechozek. Moshe kasa bechol makom shiyis mitzrayim chozek hapeula ki bechozek yahitzanim mitzrayim. So the first thing is he's being ma'igel bechozek. And we need to understand it also in terms of tochen, because chozek, when we say normally about a person that it was done bechozek, we imply that it's hard and he has to work very hard. It's always an implication of how much effort you need to put out and how difficult it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, obviously. So he will be magnet. What is his chozek? B'chol davar shepol b'chozek pol b'mehiras. And anything that works b'chozek works quickly. Lefi chozek kolosek. Olefikoch ksiv zochas hayeim ashatosim Yisrayim ki b'chozek yadvich ashen eschem yizev loichol chametz. Pirush. Ki hachometz nase b'ikuzman ein zechozek. Aber chozek ma shenase b'lizman rabnei shetosim b'chozek loichol chametz. So the first thing is, so he's explaining here that the teichen of matzah includes the element of chozek, which is done by mehiras man and so on. Let's explain what he's talking about and what he's referring to. He says a lot of times, the Maral says that anything, that which is natural, takes it, that which is natural falls on the realm of cause and effect. Those are things that are natural. Anything that has cause and effect must fall under time. It needs to go step by step by step. So the time element is almost the essential framework for something that happens natural. Because if A comes before B, that comes before C, I already have some sort of time frame. A, then B, then C. Anything that happens within Teva, first of all, takes time. It also doesn't require expenditure of effort. Just like, since it is the nature of things that are moving, to keep moving at the same speed, you don't need any acceleration, and you don't need any expenditure of energy to get to there. That is the nature of things that go, that something go the way it's supposed to go doesn't require any effort. If something is growing, to let it grow the way it would naturally grow, it doesn't require any expenditure of effort. It just keeps going that way. So a pa'ula that is done b'chozek means, first of all, it's against the grain, it's not natural, and secondly, it's bypassing the normal process. There's a normal process of how something happens, and when I push something, I need to expend effort, and it bypasses on. So the muscle. Let's say normally it would take a few years for this tree to grow from being a bush size to tree size. If I want it to grow more quickly, I need to pour a lot of effort into it, put in a lot of fertilizer, hormones, and so on, to pump it up and to keep moving it and so on. So this was something that happened. We're on Kuf Nun Dalit. Vakol kidei lizdavek b'mida shemen achoizek loitzus b'mimihirus. V'zeh shanavim matzah shanichal shemal shum shalai hispik. V'pirish kim shalai hispik v'tzeik shalasein lachmitz imkeim b'choizek oitzon Hashem. Let's talk a little bit about this. He says there's a certain mida here. Now, the Klal Yisrael has in itself different midos. One mida is that it can do things that are a break with what was there before. Lamashal, Bereishis bara Elokim, Bereishis is the Shlishosik or Bereishis. The word Bereishis means it's discontinuous what was there before. If it's a continuation, it's not a Bereishis. So in the very Shirish of the Bria, Bria means something new, which means discontinuous, and Klaus was in it. Avram Avinu was called Lech Lecha. The answer of Avram Avicha, break away from where you're coming to in order to get to where you should get. Now, Rav Tzadik speaks about this in a very interesting way. And he says something that's very esoteric in this whole Indian. We find kind of a sphere between Yetzias Mitzrayim is called Medalig ala Harim Mikapit al Gvos. Somebody skipping over the mountains and jumping over the valleys, as opposed to Spheres HaOmer, which is an extremely structured, numbered type of avoda. Day in, day out, one day, another day, another day, another day, without skipping. Numbering is, by definition, putting something into a system of cause and effect, and before and after, and so on and so forth. So, the Rav Tzadik says, the beginning of everything requires a break from Teva. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim required breaking away from something. You can't start something, and that's one of the reasons, I guess, when people speak about Baal Tshuva issues, syndromes. Every person who's categorized as a Baal Tshuva, as a racist type of person, went through a difficult kufa. Because it always implies a break away from what I was. That's also the greatness of it. I saw someplace, I haven't found it inside, but the Rambam supposedly named his son Avram after Rosh Verishon L'chol Ma'aminim. The Rambam was extremely moved by the sense of somebody breaking away from everybody else and saying, Ani Ma'amin. The one who's first is a very different diagram than someone who follows. It's a whole different mitzvah. The problem is, anything that's shaloi k'derech hateva is shaloi k'derech hateva. It doesn't have a key of itself. It's not balanced. It has rough edges. Just like when you break something with something else, it's going to have rough edges. By definition, breaking it, it creates jagged edges and rough edges, because that's the mitzvah when it's not been processed. Wine, when it ferments, has a lot of sharpness to it, and as you let it sit and age, it softens, it settles and softens. So every beginning of the process, Yetzias Mitzrayim gives us the ability of chipozen. Chipozen means there are times when a person needs to break. But that leaves a problem. You're not ready for Kabbalah Satira with the jump, with the break. You then need to take and make out of it Spheres HaOmer, which is a very, very process. It's a very regulated process, very natural process, and you know it's slowly and steadily. That's the way he says it. I want to add one more piece about it. The biggest question is always how to do a process, and how to do a steady process is easy. Say hold to sit down and work it out. How do you decide to do something impulsive? In other words, what decision-making process, many people have their undoing has been their impulsiveness. Reuven, pass to mind, so on. So the answer seems to be as follows. A person needs to make a decision. He's undertaking something very big. The decision whether to undertake it or not cannot be impulsive. Seichel by definition needs to elaborate. But just like, for instance, a muscle, when a person wants to jump into a cold pool, so Seichel said the pool is not so terribly cold, everybody else is swimming in it, nobody's frozen to death. And a minute after you're in the pool, you are fine with it. So Seichel said, good idea. The person's body is quivering and not crazy about the idea, and it's forcing the person to slowly dip a little toenail in, and maybe another toenail, and then take a break, and so on. And usually it takes forever to get in. When a person is making a decision, I'm saying the process of a decision is always a certain process of seichel and das, which requires thinking and so on. But in the process, when a person knows it's the right thing, and the question is how to go about doing it, everything that counts as a ratios. So a person has to learn to distinguish between mahalchim. There are mahalchim in life that are of that type. Yom Omdi Al Daiti. There are certain Hahu Yomah. There are certain big moments of Lech Lecha Me'atzlacha when a person makes that break. And those are always, by nature, take a tremendous amount of chizik. They are done in a way that is not continuous as there before. So Maila Me'atzman, it's from Bechipazin. Not Chipazin simply, but Chipazin Maisi. I mean, it's just like the events of Yisrael Mitzrayim. Because Shpoko 400 years before, 210 years before, had said, there's going to be Yisrael Mitzrayim. It wasn't, Chipazon was the effort taking out, but when it came, it was the Chipazon. So a person incorporates in himself the ability to act with decisiveness and strength and to make that break through Achilas Matzah. So that's another nekudah in the Matzah, that there's Chayzik and Mihiris. V'ine, l'chola pirushim ha-matzi cheres gom. That is also the inyan of cheres. Because when a person is meshubit to someone or something else, an ultimate shiva, let's say l'moshel, a person has a friend, and this friend has a lot of hashpah on him, and it's not a good hashpah. It's not a good environment. He has, he's part of a society. It's not a good society. It's not a good environment. So if he's going to patchka and patchka and patchka, he is not going to be able to let go. Because it's just like when you break away from gravity, you can't kind of stroll away from gravity. You need to propel yourself extremely powerfully, more powerfully than gravity is pulling you back. So if a person has friends that he doesn't think are good for him, a society, a chevra, an environment, so the ability to act with chayzik is what gives him chayrus. Because it allows him to make a decision to break the bonds that keep him in a place he doesn't want to be. So eating the matzah brings that in. So that's one nekuda. Then he's going to answer a nekuda about what is the sefri omer shimon lomanika matzah lechem oini al shem inu shenisana mitzrayim. Ein apir shamatzah yogamiz li'inu. Rak svirale. It's not that the lechem oini is in itself is a reflection of the bad part of the shibud, but anything that has gula has shibud as well. He speaks about this right before. This is the piece that we didn't see from last time. It's the piece that he speaks about eating Pesach together with Matzah Merorim, the inyan of it. And this, and the nekuda that he says over there is as follows. It's in the piece, if you want to look at yourself, that came right before. It's upon Ezboil Amayla. It's on Kuf Nun. So basically what he says over there is as follows. For something to have the Shibur and Geula are properties that are shayach to, they're opposites of each other, and therefore they're shayach to one inyan. For instance, a behemoth. Since a behemoth doesn't have any quality that I can call it a nigal, then it doesn't have any property that could be meshubit. I mean, you own an animal, you work an animal, but it doesn't, there's no, in order for geula and shiva to be chal on something, you need to have a nekuda bechira. Bechira tells me, is it free
the word shibud, let's say I take this table, and I use this table, I cement this table down here, you don't say the table's meshubit, because it can never be ben chorin. So no shibud is chalad either. And lechem only, that's what he says, when it says about lechem only, it's the lechem of chayrus, because only in something that has chayrus is it shayach to have aniya. Parelechai says, the mitzvah ha-pesach, matzah ha-pesach, shenechoy matzah mar, lechem mitzvah ha-pesach, mean the korm pesach, shenechoy matzah mar, ke ha-pesach hu shonu al-shem yisbar. This is finishing the train of thought that he started before, this was from last year he started already. Shu echod, ma-shem yisbar, shu echod, shtei amidos, ha-shechot matzah mar al-cheres, ma-shnei ha-shibut. Ki mishu echod yesh, v'yod yesh, ha-mitzvah yisbar. That's why we eat matzah and mar together with Pesach. Pesach remembers on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzah and mar are the two opposite middles. And the two opposite middles come from the one that's one. And this is a point that he makes in a few places also. Opposites are only shayach klapi the common nekuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is one, so the opposites, the muscle, in electricity, it's possible to have positive and minus values. In numbers, it's possible to have positive and minus values. You always need to have, if I want to say opposites, it needs to be in one in yon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Pesach, is Maram HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Echad, like he goes through all the Esberim there. So here also, this is something, it's shayach to have both middles incorporated in there. Hoysha Taima, Ka Pesach Hu Masan HaShem Yisrach Mashbal of Maila, so it's another nekuda, another way to understand why Pesach Shirat Matzah Mara as follows. The reason why we have the two extremes of Shibud and Geula is because we're sitting on a fulcrum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most umos have a teva. And since they have a teva, neither shibud nor cheres is shayach to them. There is an uma; it goes; it has a normal pattern, and it comes and it goes. There's a famous historian, I think his name is Biko, who said that he's the first one who gave, I guess, modern theories of history in terms of the patterns of how nations develop, grow, become strong, fall apart, etc. And he said, this is true for all nations except for the early Hebrews, because they seem to they were led by Hashkacha. In other words, the fact every nation is Ishayach in its world of Teva. So it's neither Golos nor Gula. For instance, a tree that grows in a forest or in a jungle, what dictates its Mahalach is whether or not natural forces they help it grow or hinder it from growing. An animal that grows in a forest or in a jungle, a deer in a forest, what makes it thrive or diminish is natural forces, natural elements. But an animal that is in the barn of a human being, whether it lives or is slaughtered depends on the person. Klal Yisrael's matzah mar are two inyanim. Cheirus and Shibud are two opposites that are shayach dafka to Klal Yisrael because they're shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says over here. Al bizman shemis hamikdash nikayim ha-mitzvah lecho matzah mar v'shalzeh atam atzma. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, we do have to eat matzah mar. Ki ha-cheirus ha-shibud ha-kom ha-shem yisparach shu echa. U-mi she-galon ma-avus ha-cheirus v'she-shibud ha-shana gam-kei. It's two sides of the same coin. Lefikach tivay son shalech la matzah sheacherus v'amor hamor al shibud kechot. Like my shemayim, like my dingle yoyin azay sheisrael im Hashem yisparach v'kono acherus v'kono shibud akosh v'vala. So he's given two or three time him explaining the inyan of matzah and mor, matzah lechem oni, and how the matzah and mor together are eaten with the Pesach. Okay, tomorrow there's no Shem Mitzvah Shem. Thursday we'll continue by then. Yeah.
what part of the matzah is we see that?